Blog Talk Radio.
Money. A lot of look of it. A lot of smell of it. A lot of feel of it. A lot of sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am my business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Bring on my co-host, Miss Princess Snow Angel. Are you there, my beautiful queen? Or princess, excuse me.
Yes, I am. How are you?
I am fabulous. 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 Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I have an announcement to make, but I'm not going to make it right now because I need to feel the moment when I want to share it with everybody. So on that note, we will talk about that very soon. But we have an amazing topic. This topic tonight is crazy, insane, amazing, because not only does it apply to just cam models online, but it applies to everybody in social media. I mean, this is a great topic. Cyberbullying is just something that I've never understood. I mean, I understand it, but I don't understand the negativity that people, why they do this. Why they're so mean, why they feel the need to try and crush people. It's like, it's negativity. And so we're going to get really in depth about this. and we have a guest coming on. Miss Cami Cams is going to be joining us soon, giving her, you know, her input on this topic that we have going on. So before we get into all this, you know, crazy talk about cyberbullying, what's going on there with you, my beautiful friend? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Are you there? Oh, there you are. I'm like,
yes.
Oh, did I lose you?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, it seemed like it was cutting in and out for me. I'm not sure exactly, but it seems like you're good now, so.
Oh, that's weird. Jeez Louise. Okay, let's just hope that everything stays perfect, Blog Talk, because we have an amazing show for the next freaking 55 minutes. So have you, like, what have you been doing the last week? Anything new upcoming with you, my beautiful friend? Okay. Are you there?
Oh, hello?
Okay, are you on speakerphone?
I was, because my headphones kept cutting in and out as well. I can try to put the headphones in and see if that's better, or I can call you on my phone. Maybe that might work.
Yeah, maybe, try calling back on your phone, because whenever people use speaker, it just kind of, like, it'll cut in and out when, because the connection usually isn't that great.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it seems like it's not. All right. Cool. Thanks.
Okay. So.
Sorry
Princess
about that.
Angel, don't worry about it, darling. Don't worry about it at all. Just call right back in. All right, guys.
Okay.
We're going to have Princess Snow Angel joining us back in here in a moment, though. So, like I was saying, tonight we're going to have a major topic. And then, of course, I have an amazing announcement that I'm going to be sharing with you. So make sure you stay tuned for that. I'll let you know when I want to share it. I will tell you. Like, I'm always, like, kind of last minute, so y'all might need to wait until the end of the show to hear what my big announcement is, but, you know, is what it is. And for those of you out there listening, you can always call in to 646. Make sure you press the number one. I'm number one. Kidding. Press number one if you would like to join into the show. Our topic tonight is cyberbullying. And this goes with, not even with just cam modeling, this goes with any freaking human out there in the world. Like, this could go, this happens with freaking kids, but we're not going to talk about kids on the show. So let me see here. Is this you, my princess?
Yes, it is. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, there you are. Okay, that's much better. Okay, yay. We got my beautiful, lovely little spinner co-host, Miss Princess Snow Angel, now here on the line. So what have you had going on the last week? Anything exciting besides having lots of yummy sex with Butterbean?
Oh, you know. besides that, I ended up participating in the 24-hour bikini contest camathon on StreamAid, which I ended up being online for about 24 hours, which was,
oh my
rewarding,
God,
all-inspiring. Yeah.
Holy crap on a stick. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, I'm serious.
Dude, that is insane. How the hell did you keep up the stamina to be online for that freaking long?
Well, I got plenty of sleep the night before, and just motivation to keep going, and I ended up placing in the top 50 in the end, which I was very happy with myself with. And it was fun in the end. I've caught up in sleep again today, obviously, but wow.
Want to say I hope it paid off, because that is some crazy camming right there.
Yes.
Seriously,
yeah,
that's
because...
Oh, go ahead.
At the beginning, I was at, 60th place for a long, long time, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, my goal was to make it in the top 50, and it seemed like I was like, oh, no, I don't know, but it did actually pay off. I got into the top 50, and I was, you know, very happy I was able to make that goal and also build more of, like, a fan base, because I got a lot more active customers that did heart me and everything, so it was great with that.
Oh, good.
And also, seeing how going on at different times of the day really do pay off, because since I was on for pretty much the whole 24 hours, I noticed that I, compared to the last contest, had a lot more people that did recognize me and were coming in because of, you know, having that, like, you know, advantage over only, say, the nighttime, because I got a lot more people during the day.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's what a lot of cam models don't realize. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to go on only at night because that's where I'm going to make the most money. And you know what? It's not always true. I've done all hours in my years of webcamming. I've done all hours. I've done early mornings, late nights, afternoons, you know, evenings. And there's such a, you never know what type of person is going to be on at what time, because we're not psychic. We might be psycho, but we're not psychic. So, like, you never know who's going to be online. And webcam models are worldwide. So people over, you know, in Europe are watching us at certain times of the night, which I have a lot of fans. I have to go back and listen to the show because, you know, it's too late right now for them to listen to the show and call in. So they're always like, I'll get DMs on Twitter or on Instagram. They're like, oh my gosh, I missed your show, but I went back and listened to it and it was so amazing. You know, I wish I could call in, but that's when I'm sleeping because I have to get up early for work. So it's the same thing for webcamming. It's like people, cam models just don't realize that, you know, even though you're consistent with a schedule, you don't have to be on at a certain time because there's people all over the world that are ready to masturbate. Just saying.
Right, exactly.
There is like, for some reason, there's like this huge masturbation fetish every single day. Like, there's a huge masturbation fetish. Just letting everybody know in case they didn't know. Oh my gosh. Okay, so back to our topic. So we're going to be talking about cyberbullying. And have you experienced any of this in your, you know, time of webcamming so far?
To some degree, yes. I mean, I could say a lot of it is more of like something I kind of hadn't realized. I ended up, I think actually when Vanessa was a guest on the show, I discussed about how if there's certain people that come into my room, say, and, you know, have a name for just a member, and then say they go into like one of my private shows and they're only in there for less than a minute, and then they go and rate me badly, or even another name that, you know, whether it's similar to another cam model's name or not, they'll try to say different things in my public chat to try to bring me down. And it's like, I never realized that it could be cam models that could be jealous and are trying to bring somebody else down based on X, Y, and Z. But I try not to pay too much attention to it because I've had, you know, other experiences where stuff like that really could affect me quite a bit. And, you know, it's too bad that negativity can spread like that, but I try my best to kind of block it from at least my area on StreamAid and just, you know, where I use social media and my site on the web in general. So,
right. Oh, my gosh. That's what it is, and it's negativity. And 98% of the time, I will tell you, it's cam models that are coming into the chat room. I've had little bullies that have used my cam name and have gone into other girls' chat rooms. And I've had these girls come back to me and they're like, why are you bad-mouthing me, you B-I-T-C-H, or I'll just say you bitch, and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, wait, for one, I ain't got the time to sit here and focus on anybody else. Like, my cam shows are about me. I don't care what the hell y'all are doing, positive, and in my own happy world, to worry about what the hell somebody else's vagina is doing. Like, you know what? Go do your thing. If you want to fuck a ginormous zucchini or other orifices that you want to stuff things in, then do it. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Because if you do something that's not appropriate for StreamMate or whatever cam site you're on, I don't give a shit. So cam, it hasn't happened to me in a long, long time. It's probably been 5-6 years since anybody's really been putting me on the, you know, try to make it seem like I was a cyber bully or anybody try to bully me. That hasn't happened in freaking forever. Probably because I don't respond. And that's the thing. It's like, you kill them with freaking kindness. I'm just saying. You just kill them with kindness and it works all the time.
Don't say a goddamn word to them. Let them fuck themselves with misery. For real. Fuck yourself with misery. That's all I got to say about it. Oh, my goodness. We are going to have our guest joining us very soon. We have a caller, and I'm sure you know by now, Miss Princess, who this is. Is this our sweetie?
Hello, Sammy. Hello, Princess No Angel. How are you both doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing okay. I went to the dentist today, so I'm a little bit loopy, but otherwise okay.
What do you mean a little bit? You're always loopy, sweetie. I hope the only thing they pulled on was your tooth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you have a second?
They didn't drill me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, they didn't drill your butthole? What?
Hey, thanks, by the way, for coming into my room during the contest, Sweet Pea. That was really nice of you. It was good to see I have some fans.
You're very welcome. Happy to see your pretty face and great body.
Aww. I know, right? This little spinner, she's so damn cute. Like, seriously. I could, like, pick her up and just, like, spin her around. Like, she's so stinking cute. Just love her. Love her. So, Sweetie, what do you got for us this week, darling?
Well, I did get a chance to talk with tonight's guest, and she is absolutely beautiful.
Right? She is. And she's a total sweetheart. She is. She's a very, very nice, nice young lady.
Yep. And as you both know good and well, I do have one little joke for her.
No way. Well, you're going to have to wait for that because she's not on yet.
Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait. So our sweet penis. I always got to do that just because, you know, she'll be joining us very soon. But what do you think about our topic there, Sweet Pea, darling?
I mean, bullying is unfortunately a part of our nature, and a lot of people dread it, but it's just one of the things we got to overcome and adapt to it.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, it's like adapting to it is like kind of a, do you really want to adapt to it? Maybe. You don't have to. I mean, it's all up to, you know, it's all up to the individual. Me, I don't adapt to it just because of the fact that, I don't know, I just don't deal with it. I'm just like, I'm not adapting to it just because of the fact that, to me, it's like an invisible person.
Yeah.
I call bullies Casper. Like, you're a ghost. Like, I don't see you. Like, you're like a man that has three balls. Like, I don't see you.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, man with two dicks. I'm like, I don't see you. Like, is that real? Like, what?
Yeah, there's two kinds of beef jerky, you know. There's the guys who jerk on their beef, and there's guys, and then just guys who have a beef that are just jerks.
What? No way. Are you serious? There's guys that are jerks? You mean they exist? Guys that are jerks? No fucking way. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I've met a few of those. Yes, I have. Okay. Yeah. So, Sweet Pea, put a cork in it. Put a cock in it for a few minutes. I'm going to bring on our guest. So I'm going to silence you, darling. I'm going to put a muzzle on you, and then I will bring you right back in a few momentos. Oh, poor Sweet Pea. I'm always messing with him. But he loves it. He wouldn't come back if I didn't mess with him. Okay, everybody out there in cyberspace, we are bringing on our beautiful guest tonight, Miss Cammy Cams. How are you, darling?
I am doing very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show, Sammy. And Princess, congratulations on the SM contest.
Thank
you.
Nice. So tonight, you know, we have this great topic that we're going to get into. But I want to hear all about you, like how you got into webcamming,
you know, what is it that you love about camming, like all that good stuff, because usually I have a nice little bio put up on this, you know, on the Blog Talk page, but for some reason it wouldn't let me put half of the, yeah, I can only put so many characters. It's kind of like Twitter. You can only put in so many characters.
Right.
It's freaking ridiculous. So give us your story, sister.
Okay. Well, I started off in nude dancing and then I went to topless and, got some breast implants and then started making more money. Oh, because I wanted them. I had itty-bitty titties. I wanted big titties.
Hey, I was part of the itty-bitty titty committee when I was in high school. That's what they named me, itty-bitty titty committee.
Right.
And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I'm like, that's fucked up shit. And then after I had a kid and she sucked everything out of me, I was back to the itty-bitty titty committee.
That's why I got my big titties. But anyway, and then I did a couple of videos for a studio, solo videos. I don't know if you've ever heard of firsttimevideogirls.com.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, I did three videos, and it's high class, and it's not raunchy, you know, video porn. And it was just me and my toys, and it was lots of fun. And then the recession hit, and I couldn't make enough money to survive. So I decided to work at home back in 2009. And I started off with my free cams and loved it. It was great. It was fun. Met a lot of people and, you know, just had a blast with it. And then I went to StreamMate after that because, you know, the rules, you know, it just became a free-for-all, you know, and I really don't like doing things in public for free, you know, because there's no money in free, seriously.
Right, yeah, and it's a token. It's a token-based site also, so the tokens are so different than getting a pay per minute.
Oh yes,
like completely different, and that's why I've always said, and I'll say it over and over again, that I am partial to the pay per minute site just because of the fact that I know what I'm making every minute that somebody takes me into a show. So
exactly, yeah,
yeah.
And it's good for the customers too because a token based site, they're like they have their cocks in their hands and they're like, okay, well, how many tokens do I need for this amount of show? And they're saying, wait a minute, you know.
Cock.
Ooh, ooh, sorry,
cock.
Was I not supposed to say cock?
No, I'm messing with you. You can say cock, you can say pussy,
oh,
vagina,
big cock?
Asshole. You know, you can say big
asshole?
Cock. You can,
cocksucker?
You can say asshole, cocksucker. You can say, I want your fucking cum. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, I want your fucking pussy, baby. Give it to me.
What? Holy shit. Okay, this is going in another direction. We're about to have a live, like, cyberspace freaking
right.
sex show here. But wait, they're not paying per minute, so we can't do that right now.
Okay.
If they're paying for the three of us girls, I would charge everybody for the three of us girls for our $25 a minute, and they would pay it.
Exactly. Yeah, and
they would
better
pay it. Right?
Well, and right now, bitch better pay you, definitely. Right now, I'm on three sites. I'm camming at the same time on three sites. StreamMate, number one site, is where I make all my money. And then backup site is cams.com and myfreecams.com is on the other computer. So I'm like a three-ring circus over here.
So how do you, okay, for models that have never attempted that, how do
mm-hmm.
you, like, how would you explain that to other cam models? Because I know with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm like dysfunctionally challenged. Like, I cannot,
okay.
There's no way. My ADD would kick in. I would probably go up and throw a cock if I had that many screens in front of me doing three different sites.
Right. Well, I have two computers and three cameras running at the same time. So basically, I have high-speed internet, too. And you have to have patience and you have to be able to multitask hardcore, you know, and then, you know, turn off one site and go on the other site and do this, do that, do this, do that. And I'm a very good multitasker.
Nice. So you can be masturbating and fiddling with the computer all at the same time. Okay.
Yeah.
She has skills.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly what the freeloaders should be doing, you know, because it's only three keys, H-I, enter.
Oh, my gosh. Princess, yeah. Do you have any questions for our beautiful guest?
I actually wanted to just get a bit more information on TAMS.com because I've never really, like, tried that site per se, and I was just wondering, like, maybe what's the difference between that and StreamMate?
Well, CAMS.com is really good. They really do care about their girls, and they go out of their way to help their models. They don't treat them like idiots.
Right.
they have new software, and it's really good. I haven't ran into very many glitches. The only problem with CAMS is the lack of paying members. StreamMate brings in the money, you know, and that's where I make all my money, even with the, you know, the glitches and all that. So that's my number one site. MFC, my free CAMS, is number two site. The only problem with that is that there's way too many freeloaders and not enough paying customers. So you're getting 50% on my free CAMS versus StreamMate high paying customers and then 35%. So I'd rather take the 35% and have high paying customers and low freeloaders than 50% and high freeloaders and low paying customers.
Yeah, because on my free CAMS, I've worked on my free CAMS, and nothing against my free CAMS and all you free CAM models out there, my free CAM models, I'm not saying anything bad about the site, but my personal preference is that being on my free CAMS, when I've been on there, and it's so funny because I had tons of StreamMate customers that were on my free CAMS, and they were like, oh my gosh, I know you from StreamMate, and I'm like, yes, you do. And they would actually tip less and spend less because everything was done in free chat.
Right.
And that's when I was like, yeah, because this was years ago. And I was like, wait a second. What the heck? I'm not going to sit here, do everything in free chat when I can be on StreamMate and boom, I go into a paid chat room and I know exactly what I'm making per minute from every single customer. So, again, I'm not denouncing my free cams. I'm just saying not my preference.
Not my preference either. And cams is just that way. It's exactly like my free cams, but their percentage is 32. You know, but if you bring if you bring in other customers and they click on your link, you get 100%. So in all actuality, sometimes I'm making 50%, sometimes I'm making 75% if you average it out the week.
But you're still doing everything in free chat though, right?
No.
On CAMS.com?
CAMS.com is like StreamMate. They have rules.
Oh, okay.
They have structure. Yeah.
Oh,
they have
gotcha.
Rules.
Okay.
Yeah. My free CAMS is like... Chatterbait.
Oh yeah, my free cam. Yeah, my free cams is. That's why it says free because it's free.
Right.
There could be there seriously could be 5,000 people watching a model and you wouldn't even know it. There could be 5,000 people watching me while I'm live and I'm in there jamming my vag, like just getting my clam out and jamming, and I've only got 200-400 tokens, you know, and you're only making a percentage of each token, and each token isn't worth what most models think, because you actually have to read the CAM model handbook on my free CAM. Some tokens are only worth 2.5 cents. So
Just saying.
And and on this, on the subject of this conversation, of this show, you're being recorded.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're being
well,
recorded.
We all get recorded. We know that. We all get recorded.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of comes with our territory. Sometimes it sucks
right.
donkey balls, especially for
mm-hmm.
new cam models when they first start out. I've had models email me or DM me on social media. Oh, my gosh, Sammy, what the hell do I do? I just went and Googled myself, and I have 20 videos out there. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
welcome to the sex world, sister. You have no idea what you just got yourself into.
Well, on that note, my free cams is excellent when it comes to that, because I found so many of my public videos recorded on different sites, and these assholes are making money off of my ass when I should be making money off my ass and the site should be making money off my ass. But anyway, my free cams will send them a DMCA notice, and they'll have that video pulled instantly.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a plus,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
it's like,
mm-hmm.
huh, go to work on my free cam, do everything in free chat for a certain amount
yeah.
of tokens, and you get the
right.
plus of them hurrying up and pulling down a video, or
right.
go to StreamMate, get paid per minute, and some stupid douchebag wants to record you and put it online.
Or
and these
cunt.
Douchebags that, yeah, well, yeah, and these douchebags that actually put that, they don't make
mm-hmm.
as much money as we do while we're working, so to me it's
right.
like pretty much bend over, let me put a dildo in your ass and laugh at you because you're the dumbass. So let's,
right.
so on that note, let me bring back our guest that was waiting. Sweetie, are you there, darling?
Hello, I'm here. Hello, Cammy, how are you tonight?
Hi, great, Sweet Pea. Thank you for visiting me in my room.
You're welcome. Always happy to see you.
Uh-huh. I'm happy
Yay.
To see any guy who loves me. It says
okay,
hi.
Sweet Pea. He was like,
yes.
he was waiting patiently. And what do you, and Sweet Pea always has a joke every week. So I'm sure he's going to have a joke here. It's his weekly thing.
Yes. Cammy, when you play with your toys and your shows, do you consider your nickname to be Cammy Crams?
Oh, my God. I swear to
Cammy
God.
Crams? As in crams
yeah,
like my dildo?
Yeah.
No.
She's cramming her crevices.
That's funny.
Jeez.
Oh, sweetie.
I like
you
to slowly put my dildo in. I like to slowly put my dildo in. And gently masturbate with my dildo going in and out, in and out. Then cram it.
What? Don't get him all hard, Cammy. Jeez.
Oh,
like,
I forgot. He needs
not,
to pay $25
he's not paying
a minute.
For minute right now. Yeah, he's not paying for minute right now. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank
God.
Me later.
Okay, we'll thank you later. We'll all take
okay,
turns
okay.
thanking that little ass of yours.
Little?
You have a little butt. You have a little
I
butt.
Do?
Now,
yeah.
Princess Snow Angel, mm. she's got a tiny ass. Like, she's just tiny, tiny. She's
oh
like this little. No,
it's
she actually
butt.
Reminds me of my stepsister. Like, I have
oh.
my stepsister, like, was tiny like her. And she was so, like, this little Barbie doll. And I used
mm-hmm.
to always get so jealous. I was like, oh, my gosh, how come I can't be tiny like you? Why did my mom and dad make me curvy and they made you, like, hello, itty-bitty? I'm like, it didn't make sense. And then later on, once you grow up, then you realize that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was called stick girl for the longest time, you know.
Well, I've never been called
stick
girl.
Yeah, I was really, really skinny.
Yeah, I've never had that problem. That has never been a problem of mine for some reason. Not quite sure why. It must be the German in me.
Oh, you're German?
German.
Me
I'm
too.
German. Yes, but I don't speak as he does.
Me neither.
Okay, so Sweet Pea, do you have anything else for us? Because we're about to dive into this topic of ours.
Just one quick question for Cammie. I was looking at her role play. She mentioned that she does role play. What is the main thing that she likes to do in role play?
Well, I like to do everything. I like to do whatever my fan wants to do or the customer wants to do, you know, because that makes up a good role play, is interaction between both of us. Now, I've done role plays just solo and just went off with it, you know, by myself with no interaction. Costume role plays are, I would say, my favorite, but on StreamMate, the MILF role plays or the stepmom role plays, non-taboo, I have to say that, are the most popular ones for my fans and my customers. But I would say costume. Like my Wonder Woman, I got 3 brand new Wonder Woman outfits, and my fans just love it with my dark brown, reddish brown hair. You know, I kind of look like Wonder Woman.
What? We got Wonder Woman in the house wondering what you're going to do to her next. She wants to know. She is wondering, when will you pop in with your cock out in her room?
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
$25 per minute.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. Jeez, I forgot. Like, I totally lost track of my bad. Oh, my Lanta.
All right, Sweet Pea, darling. I'm going to put you on hold, baby cake, so we can get into our topic, darling.
Okay, take care and have a wonderful evening, and I love you 3 very much.
Oh, thank you, Sweet Penis. Love you and your balls.
Bye, Sweet Pea.
Take care.
All right, and there you have it. Mr. Sweet Penis and his balls has left the chat room. And now, back to our topic. So, any of you out there who would like to tune in to our topic, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press the number 1 or I can't bring you into the fun. And yes, I will be sharing my big announcement coming up soon. Don't worry. I will be bringing it to you. So our topic for the evening is not masturbation, not fucking anal, not deep throating, not fisting, not sucking big toys. It is actually about cyberbullying. And cam models have fallen prey to this over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks donkey balls that models have to go through this and anybody on social media that has to go through it. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Oh,
I don't
understand. Definitely.
Yeah. I don't understand stupidity of some people, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
People who are negative bring on stupidity. So, Cammie, give me your, you know, insight. Like, has this happened to you? What do you feel about this whole thing? Just give your insight on this issue in our, you know, right now.
Without mentioning any names, because I will not advertise for this you know who. But anyway, one day I was on Twitter and I got a DM from a fellow cam model that I've known for a few years. And I considered her an acquaintance. And she informed me that another cam model recorded me harassing and sending in my customers to another model's room. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Number 1, I don't send customers into models' rooms. Number 2, I don't name names, period. I learned that the hardcore way with my days of stripping, okay? You keep your fucking mouth shut. And number 3, I thought she was doing this out of friendship or, you know, just giving me the heads up. Well, to make a long story short, it was her that recorded me. She sent me threatening emails, and she reported me to StreamMate, and StreamMate came back and said there is no evidence of you harassing other models, which is something that I won't do. Now, I remember that day of the screenshot in the video. Okay, I was talking with a fan who liked another model, and we were talking about that model, which happened to have pretty close to the same name as the model that I supposedly harassed. Now, we are also talking about how models, you know, fake their Oh My Bod shows and their Lush shows, you know, with the blinking Oh My Bod. And the blinking Oh My Bod, that means that the vibe is not on and they're faking their show. And so what I said to online, to my fan, is that she's a very good actress and maybe you should go into her room and ask her if her vibe's on, you know. And that's just, that's not harassment on my part, you know. That's me informing the customer that, you know, I don't fake my shows. If I say my vibe is on, it's on. Okay? I don't
And let me just say, let me just jump in for a second. When it comes to this whole new tipping vibe thing, that is a whole nother show. Oh, my Atlanta. That could be a two-hour show, seriously,
yes.
Because there are so many fakers online that are, Atlanta. Like, that could be, my gosh. So let me bring in this guest real quick because I know they've been waiting, if you don't mind, girls. I'm going to bring this guest in real quick. Okay, perfect. Okay, 813, how are you, darling? Are you there?
It's Clarence. What's going on, y'all?
Okay, wait. Okay, girls, this is Clarence, and I will not apologize for anything he says because sometimes he pulls shit out of his ass dirtier than a pair of underwear. Just saying. Clarence, how you doing?
Listen, we have a lot to talk about. I am a big fan of this. The problem with her is, though, the website. What is it? Cammy I Can Cams? Canny Cam Cams? What the hell is your website? We gotta shorten that up. Tell me your website again. Cammy I Can.
CammyCams.com, baby. CammyCams.com.
See, the MM is getting me.
CammyCams.com. Clarence.
Yeah, you got to understand. I only went to a junior college. What's going on?
Clarence, calm your balls down, Clarence. Clarence, calm your balls down. It's CammyCams.com, darling.
There
I know
we
you
go. That's what
this.
I like to hear. I'm trying, guys. It's difficult to type all that with only your left hand, but that's another story for another show. The reason I'm calling today.
Clarence, do you say hi? Do you say hi? Do you say hi?
Do I say hi?
Yeah. Do you press three keys?
Listen, I'm losing my mind. I saw you in a pair of Batman underwear, and we've got to talk about that. But
shit.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
No.
I was staring a hole in my screen with these Batman underwear. At first, I thought, speaking of dirty underwear, I thought that's what was going on until I blew the picture up. But
hey, you can buy them. You want to buy my Batman panties? Go for it.
Now, what would those panties cost?
Clarence would actually wear them and send us a picture.
Cool.
Oh, no, I would put them in a frame and I would hang them next to my jersey of Derek Jeter. I mean,
cool.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, Clarence. Clarence, you know you're giving a lot of weight to me right now. You know that, right?
Listen, I'm just trying to survive.
I'm on to
you.
I'm on to you, Clarence. You know that.
My mom is going to wonder why I got a pair of kids' underwear hanging up in the basement. So we're going to have to work something else out. But that might get me put in a sneezer again. I told you, I'm already on probation. I don't want to take up too much of the show, but let me tell you why I like this girl. Let me tell you why this girl is over the top. Because she has that milfy, my buddy Steven's mom look, but she sounds like she's like 16. This is the shit. If she called on the phone and asked to speak to your son in middle school, you'd be like, okay, hold on, let me get Tim. But if she called and she showed up and you'd be like, oh, this is that badass soccer mom I was hearing about. So she's got the market fucking cornered.
That's my niche, baby. That's my niche, baby. I may act like a ditzy dunce on cam, but that's my niche. That's my thing.
I got to ask, though, where are you from? I that's my only real question. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? What part of the country? Because I'm thinking maybe like eastern Pennsylvania type deal, but then I could be totally wrong. That's why you're fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, you may gag me with a pitchfork, but I came from California.
You're from Cali.
Yes, I'm a Cali girl.
That's what I like to hear, guys.
No,
hey, listen, I'm not. That's exactly what I like to hear. Well, listen, I'm going to get on that tweezer site with all the photos and stuff. There is one you got. You got to do me a favor before I let you go. On the tweezer page, you have the bunny thing with the bunny tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you turn around, it looks like your butt's blowing a bubble. So we got to take that one down because the cottontail does not look like a cottontail when it's on a thong. It looks like you need to go get a colonoscopy. So handle that. Let me know on a price on them Batman underwear, and we'll handle it. But God bless everybody.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Oh, Claire.
What a crack up. I love him.
Oh, he is always freaking funny as fuck. Like, Clarence
is just my
Lanta.
Oh, my fuck. Shit. Damn, I wasn't expecting that. Wow.
Oh, Clarence is Clarence. Oh, no, that was actually keeping it clean for Clarence. Like,
oh, really?
When he, yes, and I never know when he calls in, but Clarence, I'm on to you because he said something specific tonight, and I haven't quite figured out who he is, but there was something that was specifically said. I'm not going to say it because then he'll know I know who he is. But Clarence, it's on like Donkey Kong. I got you. I got you. I am so sending a drove of dildos to fuck your ass. I know who you are now. It only took over a year for me to figure it out.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh,
but
my
it's a lot of fun when he calls into the show just because he's funny. Like, he just says stupid shit and makes people laugh.
Yeah.
But, I got yeah, it's on now, Clarence. Yep. It's on, little buddy. Okay, so.
So anyway.
We are back to our subject or topic of the night, cyberbullying. So back to where you were, girlfriend.
Okay. She then blocked me so I couldn't defend myself. And I was looking at these screenshots that she was posting everywhere and posting on her stuff and giving it to fellow models supposedly in the video supposedly to fellow models and right there as soon as she blocked me that I couldn't defend myself, I was like, okay, she did it. Then I looked at the screenshots and I know this girl. She's not a woman, she's a girl. Actually, she's a C word, but anyway, and little Miss Dummy.
You mean that word, that see you next Tuesday word?
Yeah,
what?
Cunt.
Is that the word you were talking about?
Cunt.
What?
Cunt.
Whoa, she
cunt.
Said it. She said it.
Yeah.
She said it. Oh, my Lanta.
Cunt. Okay. So anyway, she thinks she's so smart that she forgot to delete the tabs on the screenshots, and all the tabs were the websites that she's on. So then, bam, I was like, it's not another model. It's you. And she's only doing this for attention, because bad publicity is publicity. And she's
attention
only
whore.
Using my name. Attention whore, thank you. She's only using my name because I'm on second row, third row, sometimes fourth row streammate. So she's very jealous, very negative. You can't dom a dom, okay?
Negative Nancy.
She's very, negative Nancy. Thank you. So I hope other models that are listening will learn from my experience. Watch what you say. Watch who you befriend, and if you see a model who wants to be your friend, and she's negative Nancy, attention whore, cunt, to other models, she will do that to you, okay? You know, because the simple fact that she blocked me so I couldn't defend myself and say what actually happened, red flag. Red flag.
Well, on another note, let's take this into another partial segment, that cyberbullying is just downright ignorant, stupid, childish, ridiculous. I'm not going to say C-U-N-T because I don't like that word. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I like to say
hey,
C-U next
to it.
I know, but for some reason,
word,
that word,
know.
Like, I don't know why, that word just, like, makes my freaking, it makes me feel like I'm going to grow a dick. Like.
it's so, just a word, babes. It's just a word.
I know, but
that word means nothing. Means nothing.
So, Princess, let's ask Princess Snow, what do you take in all this freaking, you know, cyber bully bullshit stuff?
I think honestly, like, with the story that Cammy, you just told, like, I think for that other model, like, it was really just a whole waste of time and her energy to be able to really do that. And not only that, but it seemed like she got so caught up in what she was doing, thinking that she could get away with it. One, forgetting the tags that were there so you could find out exactly, you know, who it was and that it was her. And two, if she had so much of an issue considering she did know you and had, like, obviously a whole jealousy thing and, you know, negative energy which she was trying to put out there, if she was so concerned about, oh, she's at the second and third row, why can't I be there? A whole new approach could have been just to ask, you know, it seems like, you know, you really know what you're doing and have, you know, mad skill and you're on, you know, the top page all the time. You know, what can I do to maybe improve, you know, my own, or even they can self-reflect on that instead of just putting out that bad publicity. It's really just kind of dragging down in the head.
You know, and she could have totally approached me in a different way. You know, instead of DMing me on Twitter, it's called a phone. She could have picked up and called me, or even Skyped. We could have did a Skype session. She could have told me her problem with me and kept everybody out of it. That's what I feel, that people need to grow up, okay? If you got a problem with a model, boom.
Yeah, this is what I say. Everybody out there listening right now, there is so much negativity going on in this freaking world. Worry about your damn self. Make your damn money. Take care of yourself, your family, your children. Do what you got to do to build your brand. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. If anything else, if you want to worry about what another cam model is doing together with that cam model to maybe help you build your own brand. Because positive cam models stick together in a positive way. Negative Nancy cam models go down the old vagina lane and are never seen again. Just saying.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, she's wasting her time. She was in my room for hours and days.
But you know what? We don't even care about her. You know why?
Right.
Because this person that you're referring to, which we don't even know who it is, which is a good thing because we don't need to know who it is.
You're not going to know.
Yeah, no, we don't want to know. Nobody needs to know because that person has already had, you know, that negative Nancy vagina bug. So we're coming up to the end of our show, ladies. And I'm going to share my big announcement with everybody, which only a few people actually know about this. And I'm going to share it right now because it's like something that I've been putting off and putting off. And I'm finally going to share it. My last day of webcamming, I'm retiring my webcam. All my toys, I'm retiring them. July 31st is going to be my last webcam show ever. I'm spinning. I'm busy with my other business, and the radio show is still going to go on. But as it comes to me webcamming, everybody out there, all my sex monsters and sex monstresses,
it's been a great, great fucking 8 years. And I just have to say that I'm done. Miss Sammy is done with her vagina all over the internet and the world. My vagina is coming to a close.
Well, congratulations, and you will be missed, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll still be on social media. I'm not canceling my social media, just so everybody knows.
Oh,
that will still be, that's still going to be a fun plus, and the radio show is still going to be going on. But other than that, the vagina is coming to a close July 31st. Aww. So, hey, it's what it is. Like, I have so many things going on positively that I just, I got to make a change in my life. And I'm turning 46 next week. So, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, on that note, let's give this show a close. Miss Cammie, why don't you give us the shout-outs where everybody can find you, beautiful?
Okay, well, basically, if you ever want to know anything about me, go to my website, CammieCams.com, CammiCams.com.
Nice. And Miss Princess Snow Angel, where can we all find you?
You can also find me on my website, which is princesssnowangel.com, and that's with three S's. If you want to see me broadcast, you can either go on streammate.com, my number one, only, and best cam site. And you can also see me broadcast as well through my website, white label PSA models. And you can also snap me on princesssnow757 and follow me on Twitter, princesssnow757.
Yay! sweetness. That is a lot of sweet vagina thoughts. And for those of you out there that want to catch me before I do retire my webcam, oh, and by the way, I'll be, like, sending out some yummy Amazon links so y'all can, like, all y'all out there listening can, like, flourish me with retirement and birthday gifts from Amazon. I'll be sharing that very soon. but you will definitely be catching me on cam the rest of the month at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. Of course, you know where to follow me on Twitter, SammyBrooks69. And then on Instagram, at Sammy_Brooks69. Whole lot of 69 going on, I'm telling you. I love those 69. Give me the badge, give me the penis, I'm all over it. All right. Well, Cammy, thank you, darling. It was so amazing having you. Thank you. Yes, and Princess Snow Angel, I always love having your tiny little booty on the show, your cutie little patootie.
Thank you. And Cammy, it was really nice talking with you. You had a lot of good insight, so thank you.
It's nice talking to you, too.
All right, ladies, go have a masturbating good evening, and I will be talking to both of you very soon. Everybody else out there in cyber sex land, go masturbate because it's always great. And we will be back next Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern live. I can't tell you the guest because she hasn't responded yet. So I will gladly tweet that out as soon as she does. All right, everybody, go have fun. Just go fuck yourselves. Okay, just go do it. That's what us cam models do best. We fuck ourselves.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Girls, have a fabulous evening and just get on cam, you know, just do it. Just go get on cam with your clam out. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Kisses.
Here we go. Come on away till the sun's sinking. We could be free. Doc Moore.